Well, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Chris Worgerton. The numbers we're seeing right now for the election looking like he has been reelected once again as the member of parliament for Grand Prairie and McKenzie. I guess, first of all, Chris, what are some of your kind of reaction here as it looks like you'll be once again representing our region in Ottawa?
Well, it's really an honor. Every election I go into, not taking anything for granted, not believing that that I can take it for granted. I believe that every election, the seat returns to the people of the Peace Country, and they have a choice to either elect me to serve in the capacity as a representative or give it to somebody else. And so it is an honor. It is an honor to not only be elected, but be elected with the support that I'm seeing across the Peace Country. It is a privilege to serve, and I look forward to continuing to serve and to advocate on behalf of every Peace Country resident.
Meanwhile, we're kind of looking at some of the numbers from around the rest of the country right now. It's looking like it's probably going to be a Liberal government of some sort, possibly another minority. I guess what are some of your thoughts as it looks like it's going to be kind of a similar situation here as what we got after the last election a couple years ago?
You know, really, I think that this is an indictment of the Prime Minister calling an election during a pandemic and during forest fires in British Columbia as well as in the middle of the summer. We all know that he called that because he believed that he could get a majority government. And I think that it's really a reflection on what Canadians thought. They weren't ready to trust him with a majority government after they believed that he was trying to take advantage of many of the crises for his own political advantage. And the concern that I also have is that Canadians didn't give us the support that we needed in order to have a government certainly a majority government. And so I think it's important for every party to reflect on really what Canadians were saying this election. The Prime Minister didn't get what he wanted. He wasted $600 million basically to get us back to where we were. But really it's also a question as to why we didn't make the breakthrough that we thought that we could in other parts of the country. Obviously, middle of the election, we were doing well in the polls, and then it really started to collapse mid-election when really there seemed to be some question about our willingness to continue to be solid in the policies that we had brought forward with our platform when our leaders started to maybe flip-flop on some of the things that we had announced during the election campaign. And I believe that really caused concern for many Canadians throughout the country. And I believe that's something that really our members, the members of our party as a grassroots party, have to reflect on and really make a decision as to how we move forward.
And finally, as we look forward to you being back in Ottawa again, what are going to be some of your priorities for the region kind of going forward here now?
Well, really, my focus is going to be on many of the things that I have always focused on, but obviously we're coming off of a harvest that really has seen, the drought conditions that have rendered many farmers in really difficult positions throughout the Peace Country. And so I'll be looking to the federal government to work with our provincial government to give the support to the farming community to really take on some of the crises that many of the farmers are facing here in the Peace Country. In addition, obviously, I have been a long advocate of the energy sector here in the province of Alberta and here in the Peace Country. We have a very supportive provincial government when it comes to our energy sector, but really a federal government that has been resistant to see the development of the energy sector here in the province of Alberta. And I believe that really we can have one of the leading economies in the country if we can unleash some of the potential that really resides within the innovations that have happened here in the Peace Country and the natural resources that exist here naturally. And so I will continue to advocate on behalf of the energy sector that will create jobs and opportunity, long-term prosperity for Peace Country residents and really every Canadian. Many of the things that we have advocated for in the past, we'll continue to advocate for. We'll look to the federal government to demand more prudent spending at the federal level to ensure that we don't see an escalation, continued escalation in inflation as well as in taxes. I believe that we have to get some of the overspending into under control, and we'll be looking to really push the federal government to use some restraint on that front as well.
We look forward to seeing what work you can do there. Chris Worgerton, once again, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie McKenzie, thanks for joining us here on the line.
Well, thanks so much, and I do want to thank the other contestants, the other candidates in this election. I want to thank them for stepping up and being part of the democratic process, as well as the volunteers and the supporters across the country that have been here to support myself, my campaign, and our family over the last number of weeks.